Hello, everybody. Welcome to the 2017 Gluten-Free Challenge. I am just getting set up here with my conference here. Good. All right, whole bunch of people on the line. So we have a bunch of people on the line, and then we also have a bunch of people on the webcast. So let me explain to you how this is going to work. So I am going to be presenting some information tonight, and then at the end, if you are listening to this, if you're listening to this on the computer at any time, on your screen you see ask a question. You can click on that. You can ask a question. Then it comes to me on my question and answer screen, and at the end I will answer those. If you are on the line and you're listening to this over your phone, what you're going to be able to do is you will be able to hit star 2 on your phone, and I will tell you that, and then that will, in a sense, raise your hand, and then once I see that your hand is raised, I will unmute the line, and you will be able to ask a question at that point. So let's dive right into it. This is our 7th annual gluten-free challenge, and I start the new year off gluten-free. In this year, I gave you a few extra days, you know, realizing it's the holidays and you have leftovers. So you know, doing it January 2nd is a little bit different than doing it January 8th. So I gave you a chance to eat all your leftovers. Now it is time to throw them all away. I don't care if it's, you know, you blame it on the kids or I don't care what it is. You want to make sure, step one, get rid of all of your junk. Just get rid of it because, you know, we are addicted to junk food chemically, which I'm going to be talking about in a few minutes. And it's best to get rid of it out of your cupboards, throw it away. Throw it in the trash. I know it sounds wasteful, but it will be a temptation that is removed. So hopefully everybody got the email. Well, if you're listening to this webinar, you got the email. So in the email, I had different steps. Step one, if you hope everybody did it, is you download it. And there's a lot of people that are doing this for the fifth time. There are people doing it for the third time. And there's a fair few that are doing it for the first time, too. But you have those recommendations. And those recommendations are basically, it's a list. And on one side of the list are foods with gluten, and then on the other side of the list are foods without gluten. And people say, well, you know, what is gluten? You know, I'm not allergic to it. I don't have celiac. I asked my doctor. He's like, oh, you know, you're fine. You can eat it. Well, the people that you know, there are different types of gluten. Actually, not different types of gluten. There are different reasons why you shouldn't be eating it. And you know, the current mindset or you know what we typically all know is when somebody has celiac, they cannot break down the gluten protein. And gluten is a protein found in wheat. I'm sorry, I should have explained that. So it's in wheat, barley, and hops. So gluten is a protein, and you know different foods are made up of proteins. And when you when your body tries to digest it, your body can't break it down. When you have celiac, you don't have the enzyme to break it down. So it becomes a very disruptive protein to your digestive system. So, you know, what your doctor might tell you is, oh, you don't have celiac, you're fine, you can eat gluten. The whole hype of gluten, it's all that. It's just hype. There's no research that supports it. It's all that asinine stuff that I like to it's ignorance. And people don't realize that there are sensitivities to gluten. You don't have to have an allergy to it, but you can have a sensitivity to it. And what we're finding now, or the research is finding now, it's not actually even the gluten protein that people are sensitive to, and it's estimated that 40 to 50% of the population have a sensitivity to gluten. It's something that's called glycosates. You will hear somebody say, well, you know, I can have I can have pasta in Europe, but I can't have pasta here. It sounds weird, but it's true, because the gluten in Europe is different than the gluten here, or the wheat in Europe is different than the wheat here. And wheat is one of the most genetically modified foods out there. It's a toss up between wheat, corn, and soy. And what genetically modified means is that when we became a culture that we have to feed, you know, when we became a in the old days, you'd have a farmer, he produced crops for the town or his community, and then you'd just be feeding a small community. Well, now we have to feed millions and millions and millions, 253 million people. So in order to do that, they had to become very efficient in developing the crop. So what they did is they genetically modified the crop to withstand Roundup, which is an herbicide. And what happened is they genetically modify it, and then they spray herbicides all over the plants to be able to kill the to kill all the pests, and everything dies on the entire farm except for the wheat. And then the herbicides, which is glyphosates, are absorbed into the wheat, and then we eat the wheat, and that is actually what's destroying our digestive tract. So when I ask people to go off of gluten, and when I tell people to start the new year off clean, it is to decrease all of the inflammatory reactions that happen to our bodies and what happens to our digestive tract when we're eating wheat or when we're eating gluten. So thing you want to do is you want to remove gluten from your diet for 30 days. And when you do, there's a chemical thing that happens in your brain. At the beginning, when your body, when you eat gluten, your stomach makes a hormone that's called gluteomorphin. And it's a morphine derivative that goes up to the brain, and it stimulates the brain to want to eat more gluten. So when you're eating gluten, you're getting addicted to it based on this chemical that's being released from your digestive tract. So when you, just like if you were to break an addiction to morphine, when you start getting off of gluten, people are like, oh my God, I love bread, I can't give up bread, or I can't give up pasta. Well, you can't, because you're chemically and emotionally addicted to it. And if you, once you do remove that stuff from your diet, and you remove all this, these crackers and cookies and pastas and processed foods from your cupboards, and you remove that from your diet, sometimes you're going to get a little irritable, and your digestive tract's going to fight you on it. You might get a little bit more bloated. You might get headaches. This is all of a typical withdrawal type of effect that happens when you remove yourself off of gluten. So I want to let you know that that does happen. When you remove gluten from your diet, it's extremely important to understand that at the beginning you might not feel great. And the best way to offset that is to drink a lot of water just to kind of flush that stuff out of your diet and to just fight the urges to eat the gluten. And once you go week one, and then you go into week two, week three, once you start to get past 2 weeks, those urges really, really die down. So it's, like I said, it's important to understand that. And just, and another thing that's important is, just because something says gluten-free doesn't make it a health food. A lot of these foods that are gluten-free alternatives, and that's important to understand, it's good. You know, so an almond is naturally gluten-free. It doesn't have any gluten in it. But you can have bread that has gluten in it, right, which is regular white bread or scally bread, or then you can have a gluten-free bread. That gluten-free bread a lot of times will be gluten-free, but it'll have a lot more sugar in it. And so it's also important to understand that if we're going to remove ourselves, take ourselves off of gluten, the idea here, have a lot of you watch the Nutrition 101, which is a talk I gave. The idea is not to just go gluten-free, but to eat healthier overall. So on the website, you'll see the snack options. Hopefully a lot of you have gone to AtlantisWellness.com, clicked on the gluten-free tab, and under the gluten-free tab, there are a bunch of different tabs under there, but if you see the gluten-free snack options, you'll see that a lot of that, a lot of the snacking or the things that I do are high in fat and more live food in nature. So my average day when I go gluten-free, typically I'm doing a little bit more of an advanced technique. I do a lot of intermittent fasting, which we'll be talking about if you decide to do the optional cleanse at the weight loss product at the end. But what will happen, what I typically do is I will skip breakfast. I wake up in the morning, I won't eat, I'll just have a glass of water with some lemon, and then midway through the day, which will be right around 10 o'clock, at some point I'll have almonds. I'll have a handful of almonds or a bunch of nuts or seeds, something high in fat, right, and low in sugar. And then during lunchtime, I'll have a salad, a big salad. I typically do my salads at, let's say, Whole Foods or I'll make a salad I'll make a salad when I come home, but I'll prep it in the morning. But anyways, I'll have a big salad, and I don't use salad dressing. I use oils from either meats or let's say I created an eggplant dish. Eggplant has a lot of oil, use a lot of olive oil, so I'll put that on my salad. So I eat a lot of high fat from, let's say, 11 o'clock in the afternoon up until 1 or 2. And then I'll go, you know, the rest of the day, and then I'll have a small dinner. My dinner typically will be eggs. I usually, at night, typically I have breakfast for dinner, a little bit higher in protein. And then I like a type of bread, and I do eat bread called Deland's, D-E-L-A-N-D-S. It's the only bread that I can stand that's gluten-free. And it doesn't say gluten-free on it, but it is gluten-free by ingredients. And that's a good point. When we talk about gluten-free, you'll see gluten-free oatmeal, and then you'll see some oatmeal that doesn't say gluten-free. Well, the gluten-free oatmeal, all oatmeal is gluten-free, but the reason why some say gluten-free is because the factory that, I guess you could say, that it's made in contains, or the silos that the oatmeal is in also could have some gluten contaminants. That is not how strict I need you to be. I just want you eating food that by ingredients are gluten-free. So when you look at the millet bread from Deland's, which is a potato bread, potatoes gluten-free, it's a great tasting bread. It's lower in sugar, and it's good. So I like to have that with some eggs at night, nice small one or two eggs with a little bit of gluten-free bread, or I'll put a little bit of nut and butter on there, and that's it. So my diet through the first couple of weeks is very, very simple. It's really a salad, and then I'll have some gluten-free meal at night. And those options are on the website. So if this is your first time doing it, I want to go through it again. Step one, I want you to do, download the recommendations. Download that recommendation sheet if you're not really comfortable if this is your first time doing it and you don't know what has gluten, what doesn't have gluten. Next thing, I want you to listen to that Nutrition 101 talk. That Nutrition 101 talk, it's on the website now. If you go to AtlantisWellness.com and you click on the gluten-free tab, you'll see where the recordings. I put it under the recordings. And in Nutrition 101, I talk about food, and I talk about the health of food and the difference between eating live foods and dead foods and stuff like that. That Nutrition 101 talk's a good talk. And then, you know, the last step I want you to do is track and monitor your progress. So it's important to, you know, track if you're getting bloated, how much water you have, your percent that you think you've gone gluten-free, because sometimes you're going to mess up. You know, you're going to have ketchup, and some ketchup has gluten in it, and some doesn't have gluten in it. And you'll be like, oh, my God, I had ketchup. Or if you go out for sushi, they have, soy sauce. So if you have soy sauce, they'll have soy sauce is gluten-free. They have some gluten-free soy sauce. If not, if you don't ask for it, it has gluten in it. So, you know, gluten hides in many, many, many different things. That's why I think it's important to download those recommendations. read those recommendations, get comfortable with the you know, with the site, and like I said, empty your pantry and start off gluten-free. We're going to do that 1 week. We're going to do it 2 weeks. After 2 weeks, you'll have the option. You don't have to do it. A lot of people will, a lot of people won't, but you have to order it soon because we ran out of the first 25 we did. Now we're into the next 25 cleanses. So typically what will happen is you'll go gluten-free for 2 weeks, and then a lot of people will start a two-week weight loss product or, like some people do, a two-week cleanse. So difference between the two, let me explain. So a two-week cleanse is going to be just that. It's going to be a liver cleanse. It's going to detoxify your body. It's going to detoxify your cells. It's going to pull toxins out. It's a stage one, stage two liver detox. It's going to clean your body out. It's not a poop cleanse where you're taking a whole bunch of Miralax and you just, you know, you're cleaning out the poop chute. It's a body cleanse. It's a cellular cleanse. It's a nice light cleanse. So a lot of people will do that at the beginning. And then last year we started the option because people are saying, well, I don't want to, you know, I don't really mind about cleansing. I want to do this gluten-free challenge for weight loss. So what we ended up doing is we went out there, we developed a weight loss product. It's called the 14-day BeFit, BeFit weight loss program. And what that is, it's going to be the same type of process that we do with the cleanse, and I'm going to explain that in a second. But the weight loss program is designed to speed up your metabolism. So it is not a cleanse. It is specifically designed to speed up your metabolism and to lose weight. So the difference between the two is the cleanse will detoxify the liver, stage one, stage two. You won't lose as much weight, but you'll become less toxic, I guess you could say. And then the weight loss program is more designed to lose weight, speed up your metabolism. So both cleanses are set up the same. Both programs are set up the same. What will happen is you will take a shake in the morning with supplements, and then you will have a meal in the afternoon, and at night you will take the shake also with supplements. The only difference is with the cleanse, you're going to take the shake in the morning, shake at night, supplements with each shake. With the weight loss program, you're going to do shake in the morning with supplements, meal in the afternoon with supplements, and shake only at night. So that's the process. That's going to be the difference. It's how I want you to, I don't want you to speed up your metabolism before you go to bed. I want to slow your metabolism down before you go to bed. So, you know, that's typically the difference between the two. But if you want to do them, you got to let me know now because I got to get the order in and I got to make sure that I have enough for people. On the email, you'll be able to choose if you want to go there, if you want to request your cleanse, you can go to that link, click on it, and then let me know which one you want, and I'll just make sure I have enough. Whew, man, that's a lot to take in. I know, I understand, but if anybody has any questions, I'm going to, let me see here, I'm going to refresh all my pages. So if you have any questions, if you're on the computer, you can type in your questions right now. If you're on the phone line and you have any questions, you can hit *2 on your phone, and I will see that your hand is raised, and then I will unmute the line. And then again, also, this call, I did hit *start recording, which is good. This call is being recorded. All of the calls that we do, this call, the next call, and the call after, are going to be recorded and posted to the site. If you go on AtlantisWellness.com and you click on the gluten-free tab, you'll see gluten-free recordings. So this will be posted up there. So if you miss it, you will get this call if you miss the beginning of it, because I know some people came on late. And another benefit to being on the call is to ask a question. So if you have a question, again, I'm going to let it go one more time. If you have a question, hit *2 on your phone, and then that will let me know that your hand is raised. So let me see. I don't see any questions. Question is, I don't see any questions coming in through the webcast, and I don't see any questions coming in through the phone lines either. Okay, going once, going twice, three times is a charm. All right, everything's good. Again, that was DeLand's Bread is the one that I recommended. I saw a question come over, what was the name of the bread again? And that is DeLand's, D-E-L-A-N-D-S. You get it in the freezer section at Whole Foods. And so what dates are we meeting for? Oh, I got another question coming in. What dates are we meeting for webinars? I saw two different things on the sheets emailed. Uh-oh. Sorry about that. Thank you, Millie, for asking the question. We are meeting now on Mondays. So this was the only Sunday night call. I did that just because I have a prior commitment tomorrow night. But then we'll be doing each Monday night. So it won't be this Monday, obviously. It'll be a week from Monday is when we'll be when our next call will be. Thank you for asking that question. And let me see here. Any other questions? Okay, I got another question coming in. I thought oats were gluten. Oats are not gluten, but oats themselves, so like oatmeal doesn't have gluten in it. But what happens is oats and wheat are typically produced in the same factories. So there's a lot of cross-contamination. But oats in general, you are not gluten. They're gluten-free. But like I said, there is a lot of cross-contamination. So a lot of times oats do have gluten on them, but by ingredient, it is gluten-free. And thanks again, George, for that question. All right, guys, thank you so much. I appreciate you guys being on the call and being on the webinar. Have a good night, and again, good luck, and enjoy be gluten-free. We'll talk to you next week.
The moderator has left the conference.